USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate has passed a nearly $500 billion coronavirus stimulus bill, which would replenish a small business payroll fund. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
There's an additional $25 billion for state-led COVID-19 testing plans and for research, development, and other testing support from key federal agencies.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Much better to talk with us than steamroll us. And because we had input into the bill, it's a much better bill.
President Trump broke down some of the details of the bill.
We reached a deal that includes $382 billion in crucial small business support to keep workers on the payroll, $75 billion to aid hospitals, which really need the aid, and $25 billion to support coronavirus testing efforts.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Some more good news showing on the coronavirus pandemic. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
For the first time since early April, the coronavirus death toll in New York has dipped below 500. Yesterday, Governor Andrew Cuomo said another 478 people had died, a number that had not been that low since April 2nd. Meanwhile, on the other coast, the first findings from Los Angeles County's coronavirus antibody tests are out, and they estimate hundreds of thousands may have caught the virus and not previously realized it.
And some bad news about a malaria drug that was pushed by President Trump for treating the new coronavirus. A large study involving nearly 400 patients at veterans hospitals across the U.S. showed no benefit and twice as many deaths occurring in the patients who were getting hydroxychloroquine than those who were receiving standard care. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Some states that are meeting the federal guidelines are getting ready to reopen for business after being closed for more than a month. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more details.
As governors across the country continue to make plans to reopen their state, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis announced a Reopen Florida task force. The group will be tasked with coming up with safe ways to reopen the state as stay-at-home orders are due to expire. The Republican governor credits Floridians for being able to make this move.
Got to give credit to the people of Florida. You go back 6 weeks. Everybody, particularly in the Acela media, was saying Florida was going to be worse than New York. If you look at what's happened, that's not true. People said our hospitals were going to be overrun. We've actually increased hospital bed space and ICU bed space during the pandemic. Florida's flattened the curve. People have done a great job. And I think I think we understand that you can do both. You can continue to fight COVID-19, but also get people back to work and have society function again.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
SpaceX plans to launch its seventh Starlink satellite cluster from Florida on Wednesday amid restrictions during the coronavirus pandemic. The launch will add 60 more Starlink satellites to SpaceX's constellation, boosting the number to 422, the largest known satellite network. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.